Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She's not right.
Oh, he's getting mad. All right, we got to bring Siciliano in. Sorry.
It was Mr. West when I was in school.
It was Dr. West when I was there.
Did he get his doctorate?
Yes, he was Dr. West. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, let's bring in Andrew Siciliano from on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm perplexed. We're sitting here debating inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Andrew Siciliano joins us from the NFL Network. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Three things. Yes. Number one, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is obviously misnamed. It is not only rock and roll. You're correct. Number
Thank you.
But it's
two.
Not. It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not the Music Hall of Fame. It's the Rock and Roll. Yes.
Its name, its mission does not meet the name. So okay. Either change the mission or change the name.
Correct, Andrew.
Number two, Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
That's right.
Is unbelievable. Number three, I had the biggest crush on her in high school with the Janet album where she's on the cover with the hands over, you know.
And she was adorable on Good Times.
Are you saying she's not rock and roll or she is rock and roll?
She's not rock and roll.
I don't care.
I'm asking you, is she rock and roll or not rock and roll?
No, she isn't. But we just already agreed that the name does not match the mission to the building. Granted, I haven't been there in like a decade.
All right, I will pull out the book of the origins of rock and roll for all of you when you need it.
Yeah.
I can understand why people think that she doesn't belong. I need to ask you one other question before we get to football. Okay.
Why didn't the Indians give Michael Brantley a qualifying offer?
No, it doesn't bother us that they didn't either. Listen, Vitamin Water is giving away $100,000 to a person who can go a year without a smartphone. Jeff Phelps,
No. That
is easy money for you.
That's the easiest money of all time. Where do I sign up?
That's what I thought. And what about you,
blow
Andrew?
This gig out of the water.
No, I couldn't do it. It's my job. I need it. That sounds like a less thing as, you know, rails against fancy coffee.
It's more of a Phelps thing than a Les thing. Les has a smartphone.
Okay. No, I could not. I could not.
Okay. Because
I couldn't go 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Great Flannel One wanted us to ask you about that, and because he thought that's what your answer would be.
I turn it off while watching, like if I'm watching a good show. Like I started watching this show from a couple of years ago that someone recommended, The Tunnel, on PBS last night. Fantastic. Or on Netflix, was it PBS or British production, whatever. I put the phone away because it's a great show. I finished Homecoming last night on Amazon, which, by the way, will be streaming tonight's game. Fantastic show. I highly recommend it. I put the phone down.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And before I even get any more, what do you have a role on Saturday night for the Browns game?
I was trying to go.
Okay.
But I can't get an early enough flight back to guarantee that I would be in the studio at 10 a.m. for the Red Zone channel, so I am not going. My role will be drinker of alcohol.
All right, well, good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well
yeah,
played.
Yeah.
Way to endear yourself to the fine fans of Northeast Ohio. Well said.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you also, earlier this week, had an amazing breakdown of the Browns and their playoff chances, and which we've talked to, too. And the inspiration that you gave me from that propelled me to want to go back on the air and to reiterate everything that you were talking about. So let's talk about the inspirational speech you gave on NFL Network about the Browns having the opportunity to make the playoffs.
Well, we did one for the Packers yesterday as well. Oddly, it did not go get as much stickiness online as the Browns one did. But many years ago, Kara Henderson, now Kara Sneed, my partner at the time on Total Access, we did a segment called I'm Telling You There's a Chance from Dumb and Dumber, which I've never seen because I don't like Jim Carrey movies. And we went back and forth about how teams, I believe in 2011 or 12, could make the playoffs. And it would be like, well, but then if the Chargers beat the Chiefs, and she would say, and the Dolphins beat the Patriots, back and forth, I'm telling you there's a chance. So we decided to do that with the Browns, and then yesterday the Packers. I don't know if we do one today for the Lions. We're thinking about it. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. Now, listen, I know it's a ridiculous bit of a long shot, but my thing with the Browns on Tuesday was at least getting to week 17 with a chance. And I think that the idea of them getting to week 17 with a chance is not ridiculous at all. Now, it involves them winning these next two games, which it involves us also taking a leap of faith that the Browns are good enough and playing well enough, consistent enough right now to say win-win, check it off, which is jarring, right? But to say they beat Denver, and this game is not going to be easy, and then they go home and they beat the Bengals next week, and it's a division game, it's never easy, then really all they would need to get to week 17 with a shot is the Patriots to beat the Steelers, which I think can happen.
Yes.
And the Ravens to lose one.
Yes.
Now, I don't think they're losing to the Bucs, but there's a good chance that, look ahead to next week, the Ravens come here to LA to play the Chargers. The Ravens will have a short week. It's a Saturday night game. The Chargers will have 9 days to prepare because they're playing tonight. And so if the Chargers were to win this game, they're the home team, they're the better team, then we get to week 17 with a shot. Then week 17, obviously, you would need Hugh Jackson's Bengals to beat the Steelers, right? Yes.
Yes.
And
confused.
You would need the Browns to beat a Ravens team that in all likelihood will be playing for something significant.
And so would we.
I know it's crazy math, but getting to week 17 isn't ridiculous, and I think that's all anybody could ask for.
Well, here, let me give you this caveat. If you win Saturday night, you've made it to week 16.
Mm-hmm.
Through the wild card race. You've made it to week 16.
You do. Right, and by the way, that scenario is winning the division.
Right.
The scenario, which I think is the more likely scenario, I know, which again is absurd, but the two things that people need to root for this weekend are, one, the Browns winning on Saturday. That's the most important thing. You got to get to Sunday. And then it would really help greatly if the Patriots could beat the Steelers.
I think that's going to happen, by the way.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, look, the Patriots-Steelers game is fascinating on so many levels. I mean, it's, you know, the Jesse James replay rematch. It's the fact that Brady is 11-2 in his career against Pittsburgh, but you have two teams that are wounded and I think embarrassed over the way they lost last week. The Raiders and the Dolphins beat them in ridiculous fashion. So you have two very well-coached teams with veteran Hall of Fame quarterbacks who realize that their playoff fates may not look as rosy as they did a couple of weeks ago. This game is so good.
You think the Patriots are close to the end?
I do. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Define close as in they
next
have
year,
one
next year they slide?
Year?
Yeah, next year they slide?
Maybe. But if Brady is there, look, eventually he's going to hit a wall. But, I mean, who am I to say? Well, he'll be 42 next season. Who am I to say that he can't still do it at 42? He's still performing very well at 41.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not Patrick Mahomes, but he never was. So,
all right, speaking of 42-year-olds, Josh McDaniels, what do you think Josh's future is then if you're looking at the Patriots?
You guys are obsessed with this.
Well, it's a Clevelander. It's a Northeast Ohio guy.
What I think his future is.
Yeah, I mean, I got to believe that he's – I mean, don't you think he sits and waits in New England for that job?
I do.
Okay.
But I think that is by far the best way. But let me ask you this as well. Do you want to be the guy that follows Bill Belichick and Tom Brady? Do you want to be the guy that follows Bill Belichick with a quarterback that's likely right now a college freshman that you know nothing about? I don't know. I wouldn't want those shoes. I'd rather go somewhere else and try to build something on my own. I would have rather gone to Indianapolis and had Andrew Luck.
That makes perfect sense to me. I still don't get that one.
I don't get it. And one day maybe somebody will write a book, but Robert Kraft twisted his arm and convinced him to stay, and what was promised to him that day
we don't know.
Yet to be truly revealed. No, we don't know. We don't know, but he made his decision, and obviously there are always family reasons behind the decision. He's got a family. It's easier to keep him there. Totally get it. Totally get it. And I think people always forget as well that, you know, it goes for players and for coaches. They're human beings with families that make family decisions based on finances, geography, distance to other family members, grandparents, things like that. You know, these are not just avatars or little internet icons that make decisions as robots.
You hang out with some really cool people there at the NFL Network. What's the most
interesting? That's debatable.
Yeah, good point. What's the most interesting thing you've heard any of them say about Greg Williams and the head coaching situation with the Browns?
I was having this conversation yesterday with Willie McGinnis, who's going to be at the game on Saturday. And that is, like, what if they win out? Playoffs or no playoffs? What if they win out? You got to bring them back. It wasn't necessarily Willie pounding the table saying, yeah, bring it back, but he and I were just spitballing, going, I mean, I don't know how you don't if they win out.
I agree completely.
It's hard to walk away from an interim head coach that, I mean, there were, what was the stat we had yesterday? It's like 2 of 22 interim coaches in the last 18 years or something like that have both been rehired after having winning successful ends of the season.
Well, let's look at the Packers, too, because here, the Packers making the postseason isn't ridiculous. Now, they'd have to win out, and they have a tough schedule. They have to, you know, they go to Chicago this week. But if the Packers win out and the Vikings lose, I think, one. I think that's what it is. I don't remember. But then all they would need the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Panthers to all lose one game each, which is likely. I mean, I'd all but guarantee it that those three teams lose at least one game each. And then the Packers could find themselves in at 8-7-1. Then what do you do with Joe Philbin?
Good point.
That's true, yeah.
All right, last question for you. Who do you like Saturday night?
Saturday night, I like the Browns, but. It's going to hurt if Denzel Ward isn't there, certainly. Here's what I hope. I hope that if Denzel Ward plays or doesn't play regardless, that Browns fans aren't sitting here going, we could have had Bradley Chubb. But Denzel Ward's a heck of a player, but Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, it took them a little bit, but that battle station is now fully operational. And those two mirror images coming off the edge are really, 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 really hard to handle. And this is a test, that Baker Mayfield's never sacked thing. That is going to be put to a test this week, certainly. And by the way, speaking of that battle station fully operational, I finally did see Solo. I don't get it.
It had its moments. It wasn't horrible. I think it had
its moments. Don't get me wrong. Woody Harrelson totally miscast.
Yeah.
And it just, like, the movie just wasn't necessary. The kid tried really hard, the guy that did Solo, but, like, and he did well. It just wasn't necessary. Chewbacca and Donald Glover. That's about it.
Yeah, that's true. It's just one of those things Ron Howard got his hands on and just couldn't handle it. That's all. That's Jeff's favorite guy, by the way. I like Ron Howard, too.
I love Ron Howard. I just didn't.
Yeah, he just couldn't do it for that movie. That's all.
Yeah. Had the new TV, got excited.
It was no Rogue One. I mean, Rogue One set the standard, I think, for these offshoot movies. What a great movie that was.
For the spinoffs, yes, Rogue One was very, very, very good.
Andrew, have an outstanding weekend, and we will talk to you next week. We always appreciate your time.
By the way, guys, excited about tonight's game. If the Chargers find a way to win, then with two games left in the season, they are tied there with the Chiefs at that one seed. That's ridiculous.
A little crazy. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, dude. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.